This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You know the old saying, selling like hotcakes? What does that even mean? What is a hotcake anyway? They should change it to selling like Hondas, because right now, Hondas are selling faster than ever. Probably because they're so rugged, long-lasting, and fuel-efficient. And if you want one, you should get to your local Honda dealer right away. Check out the 8-passenger Pilot, or maybe the Adventurous Passport. But you gotta do it fast, because Hondas are selling like, well, Hondas. New models are arriving now. Don't wait. See your local Honda dealer today.
What are you plugging in this time?
February, I can't wait for it.
Yvette and Glenn.
Podcast 46, everybody!
Yay!
46.
Oh my goodness, 46. Me.
Wowzers.
We've aged. I've got lines on my face from when we first started.
We're all another year older.
I know.
Who was it exactly?
What year did we start?
3 years ago.
No.
Is it 3 years?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's more than that.
Yep. Yeah. 3 years ago when I illegally borrowed a radio studio to record the very first one in.
Do I remember?
Yes,
sneaking in the back.
I nearly put us out on a network programme at the time, if you remember.
Gosh, I remember that.
These mics are going live. I can hear me tapping them over the radio show that's going out.
See, we've gone from a professional radio studio to Droylston. Here we are in my mother's home. Well, now, we're minus Mary this evening. She's out being a slag. I mean, she's out with a friend. She's out with a friend having a good time. There's myself, there's lovely Glenith, there's my beautiful husband Carl.
Hello.
There's my mother Ange. And Glen's mum,
Agnes.
Hiya.
Oh my gosh, how high were your voice then?
Well, her boobs are quite high tonight, so that's probably why she's stuck them to the side of her cheeks.
Balcony broom.
Balcony broom.
I can vouch for that. Bra that she's wearing.
I can vouch for that. I've had a cup. I've had some cuppage.
Have you really?
Yes.
You in the cuppage. That's what Carl says, you know. He says, come here, let me just check for lumps.
It's every time I get a feel.
It's every time he gets a feel.
Don't you do that for the men's test?
No, not really.
To be fair, mine get a lot of action. It's like those, you know, those Chinese stress balls.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That's with yourself, though, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's not with me. Yeah.
Well, you won't touch them, will you?
Well, they spend most of the time on the floor.
That's true. Unfortunately, I'm still standing up at the time.
Last time I saw it coming towards me, I thought it was a huge hairy tarantula. I was trying to smack it away. What's that?
It's the most contact he's had in years.
Oh, my goodness, it's so nice to be here. We've got the wine.
Oh, Yvette's moved. Okay. She's moved from there to over there now.
Do you know what? Doesn't Christmas seem so far away now?
Yes, it does. I hate January. Who? Put your hands up if you hate January. Agnes. Agnes in the meantime.
The trouble is January's a bit of a non-month.
Yes, it is.
I love January because it's my mum's birthday. But not only that, you'd go for a walk like I do. I walk most days.
Because your car's broken down.
Yeah. I walk most days. And yesterday I was walking through the woods and all the shoots were coming through.
Daffodils already.
Already? Now, don't you think it's a bit scary?
Oh, so they are. You've got.
Well, they're selling them in the shops already, but they're not growing. They're
not growing outdoors yet.
They're
on the house on the corner.
Are they really?
Yes,
Does the curtain switch at night in that house?
Sorry.
Bit dodgy. Flowers coming outside.
So the daffodils that are growing at the house on the corner, and you got daffodils in the house.
My beautiful daughter bought me those yesterday, didn't she?
I did get them for
Actually, two or three bunctures.
Bunctures?
Bunctures.
Bunctures sounds like a disease, doesn't it? Well, I'm suffering right from the bunctures.
Something else coming from China right now.
Oh, don't talk about that. Oh, my gosh.
Crikey.
You felt very sorry for me, didn't you?
Are you still talking to yourself?
Oh, yes. No.
I suspect there might be people who still got their hands raised when I mentioned Do You Hate January. So you can put your hands down now, anyone listening, because they might have been...
Put your hands down.
Put your hands down. So it's just me and Mum then that don't like
Why do you hate January?
It's because it's so dank and drawn out and we're all skint from Christmas and New Year and everything's an anticlimax, isn't it, from the festive season?
Yeah, I think a lot of people think that.
No, I disagree. I think it's lovely.
Yeah, but what's ruined it for me, what's ruined it January for me is, see, when I were a kid, you look forward to January because you had the January sales. Now, the January sales, because we brought all this stuff in from other countries, we have Black Friday, Green Friday, Blue Friday, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
And the trouble is, Yvette's moving.
Come back.
And that's the trouble. The January sales used to have this. Do you remember? You used to have Harrods and all the people outside, and it was on the news because they'd rush in and they'd get like a £5,000 telly for 50 quid.
Yeah.
Like now it's just crap clothes for 10% less than you'd pay normally.
The sales do look like a bomb's gone off in there. All the clothes are all over the place. Yeah. All a bit of a mess. Yeah. Not nice at all. Anyway, I was going to say something. Don't you just hate it when you get older and you start doing that?
What, saying something?
Saying something and then you go, I forgot what I was saying. But yes, moving on. My mum has got a bad back, so she's sat here looking like she's in labour.
Well, shall we ask the question then to Angela? How was your day?
How was your day?
Don't fiddle with that, Mum.
Sorry.
Your mung bean.
Today, I've been very busy today, what's the matter?
I'm just laughing. You're not laughing, I can hear everything in these headphones.
Why are you laughing? I've not said anything. Today's been... I can't continue to know why you're laughing. Because I think it's very rude.
Stop fiddling, meaning because she was fiddling with the paper, but then I said, stop fiddling with your mung bean.
What is that?
Mung bean. Mung bean.
Well, what's that?
What's that? What's mung bean mean, Agnes?
It's a vegetable.
Is this the words of the day?
Well,
stop fiddling with a mung bean.
We've arrived at this section early in the podcast, haven't we?
We have.
It's just something I came up with. We were having a joke, me and Mr. Beattie. We were travelling somewhere and I came up with the word mung bean as another word for your private parts. Anyway, was your day?
Yeah, I was saying that I've been very busy today, as I have been all week.
Mm.
Because I've had my house decorated, as you can see.
I can smell the fresh paint. It's the first thing that hit me when I came in.
So I've been very, very busy, but I have hurt my back today as well. So it's very, very painful.
What's his name? What's his name?
I've hurt my back.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just wondering how you've come to hurt your back.
Oh, I see. Heard you now. Yeah. Nobody's.
That's his name, Nobody.
So it was you and Mung Bean then, was it?
No, but that's it. So that's it, really. I've just been very, very busy today, but I have hurt my back, and it is very, very painful.
Do you know what
she
was doing?
What was she doing, Agnes?
Oh, no, don't do this laughing now without saying why.
She's got a picture in there. You know, this, like, a vase sort of thing. And she was trying to model herself with this vase thing. You know those vases you hold on your shoulder, like a Greek thing.
Yeah, like a Greek goddess.
And she was trying to say, "How do you look? How do you be as a model?"
Did she have her clothes on?
What were you doing that for?
I wasn't. She just did that. She just looked at it and said,
Oh, my God. Oh, we haven't opened any cheesy balls.
Oh, right. Yes. Well, actually, I was going to get to that in the letter.
Oh, were you?
We'll save it.
We'll save it. Okay. How was your day, Agnes?
That Not so bad at all.
Well, that's a lie. That's a lie. Tell them me anyway.
Well,
you did.
I went and had my new passport set up.
Oh,
so
did you?
All, yes, sent away now. And then I went to Yazda. I thought, I'll just go to Yazda. Well, I'm up that area.
You like Yazda, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. And I was just getting something off the shelf. And I heard this voice saying, "Can I help you, madam?" And I just froze. I thought, God, he sounds handsome, like, you know. And I turned round. You wouldn't guess who it was.
Who?
That bugger.
I was in the Asda to get some dog food today. And I also walked down the pet aisle. There she was. With a vacant expression on her face. Aww. Trying to reach something off the shelves.
Oh,
what are you doing, madam?
She thought it was a lucky day.
I know.
Nice, yeah. If you don't mind if I just interject here, or interrupt, one or the other. Talking about walking down the aisle, I was followed in Morrison's and I was really scared.
Was it security again?
No, when I walked back, security. Oh.
God.
No.
I can just imagine this bloke in a uniform following you around, talking into his radio. She's here again. She keeps going back to the same things.
I did.
She's got those coat with the big pockets.
I did keep going back to the same things to test him, and I was right. He was a small, fat man. With shorts on, you know how they wear these shorts? Yeah, beneath the knee.
Father Christmas on a day off.
he had a fleece jacket on, collar up, and a hat that he pulled down over his eyes. And everywhere I went, he was there.
Oh.
And I went round one aisle, and I thought, I'm just testing this fella. And so I followed him.
So you start following him?
Did you?
Did you just go around in circles all day?
See where he was going. Round in a circle. But I wasn't laughing. I was really afraid because he was following me without a shadow of a doubt. So at the end of the queue, when I went to pay, I thought, I'm going to have to go into another shop here because he came out after me.
Ooh.
And I went into Sue Ryder just to see which of my clothes were for sale.
Did you buy any back?
No, I didn't actually.
Didn't find a Cliff Richard jacket in there, did you?
Shut up.
Well, you recognise amongst all those blouses, you'd go straight to your own. Isn't it funny that? Have you ever done that?
I've never worn a blouse.
Oh, you have now. Come, Carl.
Let's not tell anyone.
But you do. I thought, oh, look, there it is. I went straight to it. That lovely pink coat, you know, the little short 1950s coat.
Oh, yes, yes, it was there. How much were they selling it for?
£10.
Wow.
In a charity shop.
No, but it's a good price. It's a good jacket, and that's a good price.
I know it was. I'm very proud of it.
I was so happy to say it was such a bargain. I had to buy it.
There was loads of things that weren't there, because I think they must have been bought. Oh, and it had something on the model in the window.
Which one? Which one?
Oh, a good case.
One of those capey long cardigans.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
I've never had any of my outfits put on a model in a charity shop. That's upsetting.
No, because most of your stuff is like Chanel. And they'll take it out of the bag and go, sod this, I'm having this.
I was going to be really cruel and say, but I've seen them on the field in a scarecrow.
No way. You're being pretty funny.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine us driving past some fields and I'm fucking stop it? That's my top and your trousers.
And they've got this wig. Yeah.
Oh, wigs. Did you put them in?
I did not.
Oh.
No, I'm one of those people that, you know, when
hoarder.
No.
Right. Can I just say when both Yvette and her brother have been around here. Looking after or sorting out the clothes, and every time Yvette would come back to the house, she'd go, "Fucking hell,
I've never seen so many fucking clothes in my life. And Rick, I don't know what she does with it. Why she got all those clothes? She needs to get rid of it. She's a fucking hoarder.
Oh my god, we should have had the cameras here, shouldn't we, filming a little bit? Oh, it was so funny.
Yes, but
hang on, I'm interjecting now, mother. Sorry.
I forgot.
Let's bring
that.
I want to dun dun dun. We're talking the three Hoovers.
Wow.
Yes. Now, we've had this discussion on the podcast before.
I remember.
But my brother, it was hilarious. Mm. Why have you got three Hoovers? Well, this one is for downstairs. This one's for upstairs. And this one's for parts. I wouldn't mind if she lived in a huge, massive mansion, but we're talking about a semi in Droylsden here.
Yeah. Oh, you turn his way.
Droylsden, mother. You don't want that person, that serial killer following you around, do you? Well, then you live in Droylsden.
In fact, this is a mid-terrace, not a semi.
Oh, yes, mid-terrace.
It's a small but perfectly formed semi.
If you want a semi, I'll show you one later.
Well, then there was. There's two things I was going to say, but you keep interrupting.
Sorry.
Oh, I hadn't finished about the man that was following me.
Oh, yes, no, you haven't. We got diverged. I mean,
because I went into the.
Sue Ryder,
you see. I thought he won't come into there. And blow me.
Did he?
It wasn't Diddy.
Did he have one leg shorter than the other?
Yes. You know,
club foot. Wasn't driving a Morris Marina, was he?
And I honestly thought, I'm going to have to say something. Because in Sue Ryder, the manager was there, the man manager, and three or four women. They must have been having a meeting about all this fantastic clothes. In fact, listen, Carl... What's your name? Richard had been going into this shop 100 times with all these clothes, bits of furniture and all sorts of stuff. And they said to him on 2 occasions, are you from some sort of charity organisation? He said, no, just having a clear out at my mum's. And then the second time he went in, he said, no, how many times have I got to tell you? I'm clearing out my mum's house. I'm not from a charity organisation. There was that much stuff that was going in there. But this bloke came in.
I know, you said, so what happened
then? I did say, I thought to myself, should I say to this man, the manager, like, you know, I think I'm being followed. I thought, no, I feel stupid. So I came out of there and I went the other way towards the Chinese restaurant. Mm-hmm. I thought, now, if he follows me there, I'm going to have to say something. So he turned and went the other way and I thought, oh, that's fine, that's okay. He's not following me, it's also with my imagination. But when I came to come home, got to the bottom of the steps at Morrison's, he was behind me. So he turned, must have turned around. And I was absolutely petrified. And there was a fella walking in front of me with some shopping bags.
Yeah, it's a good mind, that mum.
Yeah, anyway.
Perfect on a podcast.
I thought, oh, it's all right. He looks as though he's going down my road. I'll just follow him. This fella's still behind me, quite a way behind. And then as I go round my corner, this fella with the shopping bags goes straight on. And I thought, oh, I'm dead. He's going to knife me. You know my how I get so upset. That's why I like to stay indoors at all times. And as I'm coming round the corner... I've got my one bag over my shoulder and the other bag I'm carrying in my hand and I'm looking behind me all the time. Oh, my God. And he'd gone. He'd disappeared. And I came home and I felt okay. But he was definitely following me.
Do you think he knows where you live?
No, because he didn't come that far down.
How do you know?
Maybe he just hid when he went down the corner and he watched you go down.
I'm serious, he was scared.
There was a bloke like that at the end of the road when we came up.
Yeah,
there
was.
Was there?
Yeah, with his hands down his shorts.
No, I was scared. It was scary.
I would imagine that'd be scary. I wouldn't like that either. I'm surprised you didn't ask him in.
Maybe he's... He's looking for the phantom daffodil pilferer.
That's what it is. Maybe he lives in the house on the corner.
Have you got my daffodils?
Well, that was a very interesting story.
That's a very adventurous day.
Yes, I know. Flipping heck, Mum. You don't need to go out for another year, do you?
No, but it was also saying, sorry, but when you were talking about, did you send your wigs?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, no. Serial killers like to keep...
Souvenirs.
Souvenirs.
Well, they don't need to. They don't need to kill you. They just need to go to the charity shop and just buy something.
No. Oh, I'm a serial killer. Can I have a wig? That one that looks like a 1970s bush head. That'll do.
They do. They like to keep souvenirs, and that's how.
Yeah, but generally they keep the souvenirs after they've killed you, so you're fine.
They turn up with his shorts. Is it with, it, with one of my wigs on? I've come to kill you. Anyway, Agnes, how was you? Oh, we've asked you. How was you? We've had your day.
How was your day?
How was your day?
How was your day?
How was your day?
My day was horrible in the sense that... No, it wasn't entertaining.
You were in Morrison's following.
Yeah, I did Asda to follow my mum, and then I did Morrison's to follow you. No, I've got to... It's that time of year when typically the boiler goes on the blink, so...
Oh, yes,
got the boiler man around. He had a look at it, and he went, oh, it's just this motor that needs replacing. Got the part, replaced it, and then he needs to connect a wire to the combustion chamber within the boiler. I thought, oh, that sounds posh. Mm. And he said, oh, took this panel off, and the whole chassis of the boiler is rusting away.
How much?
He said, it looks like you're going to need a new boiler.
Oh, that's a grand. That's a grand.
At least.
Yes.
So that's put a dampener on my day. Already, thank you very much indeed. So yeah, so that's January for you. But you know, we've got a cover company.
We've got a gas heater.
If you want to send some money to for Glenn's boiler fund.
No, but I was just going to say, I've got one of those service companies that you pay for, and they maintain it for free.
Yeah.
So they said you'll get a new boiler for free.
Oh, that's cool. What are you upset for then?
Well, it's just the inconvenience of not having any hot water.
Yeah, but no, what it'll be is when you check it, they'll realise it ran out the day before.
Oh, no, it's an ongoing thing. It's an extra service thing.
Oh, I thought
that
was upsetting you because of the money.
It's upsetting because it's just a pain in the chuff.
Well, that was an awful day, really.
Yeah, well, it was just that. And then I went out to do some shopping for the podcast. So I've got some... would you like a finger?
Oh, I love a finger. It's been a while since I've had one, actually.
There we go. And whilst I open up the fingers, you can tell us how your day was.
Well... It wasn't... Can I go back a bit and sort of... Because I've been busy writing, because I don't know if anybody knows, but I am a children's author, you know. Anyway, I was writing. I've been writing. But just before Christmas, Mr. Beatty took me to...
Sorry. He took you where?
To Bath.
Oh, right, yes.
Just when you said Mr. Beatty took me.
Yeah, well, he did.
It ended then.
Yeah. He took me to Bath Bar. I never know how to pronounce it. I think it's Bath.
Bath.
But because I'm from the north, yeah, it's Bath. It's Bath.
There's no R in it.
Sweetie, if you want to pronounce it Bath, you pronounce it Bath.
Well, I'm dipping your finger.
I pronounce it Bath because that's how I pronounce
dipping
it.
Dipping your finger in the wine.
Right, dip your finger in your red wine. Oh.
No.
Yeah.
You're always dipping your finger in some...
Red wine and chocolate go really well together.
Very well. Mm. Anyway, Mr. Beatty and I went ice skating.
Did you? Today?
Mm. No. Because I didn't... That's what I'm saying.
Oh, when in Bath?
Because I've been so boring. Because all I'm doing is writing. I was thinking, when was the last time we went out and did something adventurous? That I've not shared with you guys. Mm. So we're in Bath and we went ice skating and it was fantastic. But I did notice that I was being propelled by some gas that was coming from betwixt my buttocks. And I have noticed that this is turning into a bit of a problem. Oh. As one is getting older, one does produce these tiny little pop, pop, little pops. And yes. I think, Mother, you can agree
no,
with...
No, I don't.
I think you find that you
I
do.
Do
Agnes, do you?
No, she did just say no.
Look at me, Agnes. You're a liar.
I'm looking at you and I'm chewing.
Yeah, yeah. I think we all do, but I think people are very embarrassed to talk about it. Well, I'm open and I'll say, yes, I do have little tiny parts.
Did you go backwards and forwards because it was kind of on both ends? You thought you were going backwards very well.
Oh, no. Hey, I tell you, I was going quite fast too, wasn't I?
You were doing very well. I was very impressed.
Yeah, and you were very impressed. And see, and you suffer with the pops too, don't you?
I've never.
No. I think it's just you.
Lies that are being told around this table right now.
Darling, you are, without doubt, it's not an age thing. You are the gassiest, windiest person I have ever met in my entire life.
I don't know what you're talking. I will admit to that. No, they're not horrible.
It's like a war.
No, it's
at
not.
Night
just,
in our bedroom.
They're delightful. If the
I've
Queen
been woken
farted,
up by your farts it would be so many times.
It would be a majesty fart.
Are they like dog farts?
No.
Because there are times when I'm sat of an evening watching television and either Luna or Whisker will be sat on the floor, and when there's a lull on the TV, and you don't actually hear a raspberry noise, you hear...
Oh, yeah, it's awful.
And then... the smells like rotten cabbages.
It's horrible. Oh. Watson does it. Chooses his time. So does Carol. He's lying across me, and then.
It's when they wake up and look around.
I know.
That's what she does at night.
My dog even gets up and leaves the room.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but they look at you first like it's your fault, don't they?
Carol does this brilliant. Do you fart? Do you prop? Right, here we go.
That's amazing. That is very good.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Now you can put your trousers up now.
And no smell.
Oh, dear. Yeah, it's very, very good. So that was my day from days ago.
I like it. Carl, how was your day?
Oh, do you know what?
That was for days ago.
I know. I've explained. It's because I'm not doing anything apart from writing, so I don't have anything to say. Tumbleweed.
My day was slightly triumphant.
Oh.
After 3 weeks of pain. I have been trying to open up
your bowels.
HSBC business account.
Oh,
I'm going to say that once more. HSBC business account. Now,
do
I've
you want
got
to stand on your soapbox now?
I'm going
we have
to
some special music because he's going to really rant, and I think you should go for it.
That's really nice. Do you know? I want to talk to someone. I want to talk to someone who I can see their mouth move. I don't want to just go online. Or talk to somebody on a phone. I actually want to talk to somebody. You can deal with any problem in a very quick moment if you're talking to someone one-on-one. Anyway, 3 weeks ago, I decided I was going to put another business account up. All of my businesses, we've got quite a few businesses, and they all go through HSBC. You know, this is the first new business I've set up in a few years. So we started the account, had to do it online. Can't do it in a bank. Can't do it in the branch. You have to do it online. It was going smoothly. It was going fine. It was going wonderful. Until the verification, ID verification bit at the end.
Oh, go on.
We've sent you your verification ID number to your inbox on your personal internet account. Mm. I don't do personal internet banking.
Right.
So I phoned them up and I said... Bit of an issue. You've sent me this. And he said, well, we'll have a look at your account online. I don't have an online account. I own my personal. I do on my businesses, but not my personal. Well, there's not much we can do then. I said, so I can't open up an account. Yes, you can. Oh, I've got an idea, he said. I'll send you another number. I said, oh, brilliant. What, are you going to text it to me? Because they verified it. And they actually, part of the verification was they sent me a text to my phone number to prove it was me that was actually talking to them.
Right.
On the phone that I was actually talking to them on.
Right.
And he said, no, we can't do that. And I said, why? He said, because it's not secure. And I said, you've just done that as part of the security. This went on for days. Days and days and days. To a point where, and that's it. I said, why can't I just walk into my own bank? My own HSBC local bank with my passport, with my driving licence, and go, look, you've got all my accounts, this is it, can you verify me? And they said, well, you can. I said, no, because I went in there and they said, no, we can't, because we're not a business bank, we're only a personal bank. You have to go to a business bank, which is apparently in the Outer Hebrides.
Yeah.
And they said, no, they've got that wrong, you can. So I ended up today, I didn't go to my local one, I went to Knutsford, went there yesterday, and the guy said, no, we can't do it here. So last night I spoke to this girl, Karen, who was very good because she was saying they're talking rubbish. And I said, so what you're telling me is the people they don't really know
what
anything. She said, not in this. They clearly don't. She said, I will make sure they do in future. And she said, I'll make sure this one person I spoke to yesterday knows he can do it. So I went in today and it was done because it took 5 minutes. You know why? Because I was talking to someone behind a screen, an actual human being.
Yeah.
That took myself. The whole thing could have taken 5 minutes. It took 3 weeks.
How
HSBC,
sad.
You need to find an easier way, or at least tell your staff, how it works. I'm not talking to the guy I spoke to today. He was lovely. And Karen, who helped me from Altrincham, you're brilliant. Thank you very much.
I tell you what, if that wasn't remedied in this podcast, I'd want the follow-up for next the next time to see if it was.
Disgusting.
Well, they only said it might be done. It went through. I'm still waiting for the confirmation email, but apparently it was done today.
Right.
So. Well, you should have a new thing called On Your Soapbox.
I'd never get off it.
No, that's very true. But you persevered and you did really well. Well done, you.
It was very good. And it goes to show technology isn't the answer to everything, is it?
We want human. Everybody wants to talk to somebody.
Yeah, but I phoned up Barclays, and I'm pretty sure other banks do it as well. But I phoned up Barclays just out of the blue and said, "I'd like to, if I change all my business accounts to you, can I actually talk to someone to open up a new account?" They actually said, "Yes, would you like to come in on Friday?"
Wow.
That's how easy it was for one bank to do it. So why can't the other banks do it? They're losing their people. At one point, I actually did say to them about, I said, "This is the trouble. Because you're shutting all the banks down and this is, you don't get people coming into your account and you know who they are." I said, they said, "Well, that's not a good thing for security." And I said, "It's the perfect thing for security, because if you know the person, you don't have to go for this rigmarole." They said, "Yeah, but it's easy to impersonate someone."
Oh,
it's almost a point when I came home, I needed to say to Yvette, "Show us your driving licence. I'm not 100% sure it's you."
Oh, there we go. Right. So, well, box down. Well, yeah, there we are.
That was amazing. Well
done. Sorry, well, I bored done. Everyone with that.
No, I'm exhausted for you, though. That's helpful. The thing.
Yeah, that very, very helpful. I shan't be opening my business account with HSBC.
And you've got a big business.
I have. It's a charity shop. Charity shop.
whenever I hear the name Sue Ryder, I always want to say, you know that song from Grease 2, Cool Rider?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I want a Sue Rider.
Sue Rider. I saw Grease 2.
You never saw Grease 2 with Michelle Pfeiffer in it?
No.
Wasn't it as good as the
film? No.
You can't beat Grease.
You can't beat a bit of John.
Oh, yeah. Oh. John Revolting and Olivia Neutron Bomb. Classics. Are we ready for Correspondence Corner, everyone?
Oh, yay! Come on, Will. Coming out the cupboard.
Correspondence Corner. Another message from another caller. Corresponding caller. Leave a message and we might get back to you.
Will! Yay! Will?
Nicola Dawes in Manchester.
Hello, Nicola Dawes.
Right, it says, "Hi, team of Cheesy Ballers. I hope you've had a great Christmas and a new year. I just wanted to say thanks so much for a great night at the live podcast. Myself and my daughter thoroughly enjoyed it. Lots of laughs with a bit of a boogie, just what we needed. It was so nice seeing you all letting your hair down, and we'll definitely be coming another time if it isn't too far. I hope you enjoyed the cheese balls we gave you. Apparently, they are the best." So,
Is this the pizza one?
No, it's not the pizza one. No. Now, we've had cheese balls from pretty much every supermarket going, haven't we?
Yes.
Except this one.
Co-op.
I don't believe my eyes.
Now, hang on a minute. I just had a chocolatey finger in my mouth, and now we're going back to savoury, which is a
little bit. You'll be fine. You can go back to the chocolate fingers afterwards.
No, because it affects your taste buds, doesn't it?
Get your hands around those balls.
Was it pizzas before?
Mm-hmm.
They were lovely.
Oh, these are nice.
Agnes? There's just no cheese to them.
Cheese? Isn't there?
No.
You like them.
I
like a good cheesy taste, don't you, Ma?
I do.
They're quite mild, aren't they?
That has no cheese in that whatsoever.
I like them, but I know what you mean. They're not cheesy. They could do a tiny percent more.
Ooh, just a smidgen. A smidgen more cheese.
No.
Little sip of that.
Pull those back up again.
Anyway, she says, "Keep the podcast coming. You're doing a great job. Can't wait to listen to many more and take care of you all." Well, Nicola, thank you very much, even though the cheesy balls were not as cheesy as we anticipated.
No, but they're still very nice.
They were very balls.
Now, I was also handed some turkey balls at Accrington a couple of weeks ago.
Turkey balls.
They're like those, but turkey flavour.
Oh, I was going to say poor turkey.
I accidentally left them behind, so we'll never know how well they tasted.
Oh,
so I'm sorry about that to the people who sent them in. Luke Styles in Northern Ireland's been in touch.
Oh, Luke from Northern Ireland.
I love Northern Ireland.
Let's have the accent then, please.
Oh, it's lovely. I love it.
How are you?
How are you?
How are you? Hurdy-gurdy.
I wish makes us up whenever you say that.
Wibbly-wobbly.
How are you?
Right, he says, "Hi, everyone. It's Luke from Northern Ireland. I was amazed that my email was read out on podcast number 40. I'm emailing again to say I was recovering from my fourth heart surgery in October 2019, and the podcast kept me going through the tough times of the surgery." Not being funny or anything, but if you've got
laugh?
Heart surgery...
You wouldn't be having a good old giggle, would
no, you?
No,
you wouldn't.
We could finish you
that's
off.
What keeps you going. It keeps going, bam, 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 ha, ha, la, 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 ha, ha, ha.
Strain on it. You've had heart surgery, surely.
I thought straining.
Me too.
Is it like that? Yeah. You have a bit of a mishap.
Well, anyway, the proof's in the pudding there from Luke. It seems that he's it's helped him.
I'm pleased it's helped you, and let's hope you have a very good recovery.
He says, keep me laughing. I've also sent you a shit joke for later on in the podcast.
Oh, for God's sake. I think it's time that these shit jokes are cut.
Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, awful. I'm so bored of them.
Right. Hi to Christine Hubert, who says, you guys have said many a time before that life begins at 40. Mm. For those of us who are now 40, could you explain what you mean? I seem to be still stuck wondering where I want to be and to do in the future. I also seem to be as lonely as ever.
Oh, no!
Do you guys have any advice on how to get over this slump? I look forward to hearing the next podcast and laughing so hard I fall out of my seat. Best of luck. Thank you very much, Christine Hubert.
Well, Christine, you need to get out there. That's what I say. You need to get out there.
Yep. Go to a charity shop.
Oh, yes.
Yep. Well, you're not lonely because we love you.
We do. Yep. And get yourself out there. Just go out, get yourself out there, go for walks, go and meet some people.
That's for coffees and teas and places.
And yeah, that's what we're saying.
The more you do, the more people you see, the better things are.
Exactly. Don't sit at home on your own. That's right.
Yeah. And it's the old adage, a problem shared, but it's a problem halved,
there's
isn't it?
Nothing wrong with being in at all times.
There's what?
Nothing wrong with being in at all times. You carry on stopping in.
Yeah, but you've got your familiars and stuff, haven't you?
Familiars.
That's referring to being
witch. Oh, is that? Oh, no, it's familiars. Well, you meant people knew.
An email from Dave Tobias Palmer.
Oh, you keep your name.
You keep your double-barreled name.
Very nice.
I hope this email finds you all well. As I sit here wondering what the fuck to write to you, it dawns on me that there isn't much to say.
Oh,
I like it more. No, no, no.
Anyway, how was my day, I hear you ask?
Ooh. How was your day?
Well, it involved waking up to a frost and the steely determination to go out into the garden and pick up all the dog shit that I couldn't be asked to do the night before.
Oh, yes.
But today was a delight.
You realised he didn't have a dog.
All the turds were frozen.
Yes, I know that feeling. Yeah,
you know that feeling.
Oh, it's marvellous. Yes,
you seem a little bit like Kenneth Williams there.
Oh, it's marvellous.
It was a delight. The turds were frozen, and from the usual damn you Poundland poo bags moments, which are very distressing, this usually ends up in a vigorous hand scrubbing after you've finished.
Oh.
It meant that they all picked up nicely. And they do, though, don't but just, you know, find sometimes they're stuck to the grass too much. So
yeah, and also the grass can be covered in the frost, so you can't really see them, can you, till you've stood
That's
it
right,
in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
there is that. Yeah. Snow's a problem for that, isn't it, of course. As for my correspondence, my inbox is as barren as Angela's gusset. This email is to wish you well and to say thank you for the laughs and keep me company at work whilst being a bakery wanker for my local convenience store. Can I ask, are you aware of the 3-second rule?
Watch this.
Do you use it and should I stop using it in the bakery? Well, that is usually when you drop food on the floor,
isn't
it? Oh,
I see, yes. Oh, absolutely. You can use it because I use it quite a bit, actually.
Well, he says a little bit of dirt never hurt anyone, does
absolutely
it, when you pick something off the floor?
Absolutely no. I've washed things under the tap and I've blown things and I've blown things.
Nothing to do with me.
Well, he says, just kidding, of course. I lick the dirt off first before I display the baked goods.
Absolutely. I'm nothing wrong with the 3-second rule.
Feel free to get in touch anytime. Anyway, that's Dave Tobias Palmer, thank you very much indeed. Also, in your pastime, you should Google celebrities without teeth. It's one of the many things
Google
whilst trying to find the next best image to send around.
Thank you.
He sent a picture of himself being a bakery wanker. There he is.
Oh, he looks a good bakery wanker.
Look, which bakery, which supermarket he's working for? The Co-op. They've got two mentions on the show today.
We don't like your cheesy balls very much. You need to get more cheese in them. Spread the word.
Spread the word back
we'll
up to the head office.
Just kick on the floor to get something out. Mm.
Whilst you look at celebrities without teeth, I'll read you this email from Adam Ollerinshaw.
Say that.
Hey up, ducks. After careful read through of all the previous emails, it appears I may have made a slight miscalculation as to when my girlfriend's birthday was. It is, in fact, not on the 8th, as previously stated, but on the 10th. What a silly bastard I am. So can I reiterate my birthday wish to incorporate the updated and correct date and pretend the old one doesn't exist? I have told her my cock-up and she's amused, so I couldn't ask for a better woman. Adam Ollerinshaw must have had a mention on a previous podcast stating the date of his girlfriend's birthday, only to get it wrong.
Oh, dear, never mind. Well, happy birthday for the right day.
For the right day,
I'm just letting the dog out.
Hang on.
That's very well. Look out for those frozen turds.
Oh, there we are. Coming back now, Ben.
Coming back.
Celebrities without teeth.
It's funny.
Beyonce.
Oh my god! This is so good.
I have no idea who this is.
I don't know who that is either.
Do we get
Barack Obama?
Oh wow! So they photoshopped all the teeth out. Whoever's doing this.
Oh wow!
It's so clever.
I don't know who they are. I don't know who he is.
So effectively, it's people we've never heard of without seeing.
I was going to say, yeah, that's the trouble.
Simon Cowell. Anyway, this is boring because no one can see anything. So we won't.
Well, people know what to do now. They can Google it themselves and check it out.
It's actually started off very well.
It did start off very well, but then it's like.
Shelley Cunliffe writes.
Sorry?
Shelley Cunliffe writes.
Cunliffe.
Yep. Shelley Cunliffe writes, there's a place where close to where we all were at the Phoenix Club in Bolton, a place called Knob End.
Oh, yes, I've heard of Knob End.
It was about a mile away from where you all were. You'd change your name,
you
she says.
You would change your name, Knob End.
Speaking of changing names, the very real Poonamoo Johnson, I'm assuming that's how you pronounce the name, Poonamoo, I think they're in New Zealand.
Poonamoo,
it's spelled P-O-U-N-A-M-U. Hiya, crew. I've only just finished listening to the live podcast you guys that did, and I was planning to come over all the way from the land down under next door, but unfortunately, I couldn't, and you might not realise this, but here in New Zealand, we have a lot of changing names here. As far as places are concerned, there's Humpback Ridge, Hooker's Valley, there's Dogshit River.
Don't be silly. There's
Google
not
it.
Really.
Google it. Dogshit River, New Zealand. See what it comes up with.
Wow. Dogshit River. You're
single genitals or burnt penis.
No, they're having a laugh.
Apparently, they've all been having a laugh. They've been translated from Maori. So that's the literal translation.
Oh, I see.
Shag Point and Cape Foulwind.
Cape Foulwind.
And the lucky last one, Devil's Boots.
I like Dogshit River.
That's a cracker, that, isn't it? By the way, I love your podcast. And answering Carl's question from episode 41, I'll get the results in January, so fingers crossed.
Oh, really?
I don't even know what that is.
That was a private conversation.
I've slept since then.
It's
Tate Kuri River. Apparently that's Dogshit River.
Right, so it's...
Wow.
Tate Kuri. Tate Kuri must mean dog shit.
Yeah.
In New Zealand.
Wow.
They must have known Maori. That. Maori. So they would have wanted to call it.
Yeah, they probably just... It's that old joke, isn't it? It's you know, why did you call my brother... Sleeping reindeer. And he said, because after you were born, I opened a teepee and I saw a reindeer asleep.
Oh, yeah.
So why did you call my sister Flying Owl? Because when she was born, I opened the teepee and I saw a flying owl. Why do you keep asking me these two dogs fucking? It's the same as that. So they probably saw a dog having a crap in the river and went, that's dog shit river. Don't go anywhere near it.
Brilliant. He's warned you not to drink the water from it. That's essentially what it must have been about. Hi to Charlotte, who says, hi, everyone. I work in a day nursery school and I'm in charge of the inquiries for new children starting. I had a phone call the other day with the name of a child, which I thought you'd change your name. Considering it's a nursery and she's joining, the child's name was Abel Walker.
Oh, my God. Perfect. You change it. Who the hell calls their kid Abel with the surname of Walker?
It's mad, isn't it?
Abel Walker. I mean, can you imagine when that person becomes an old age pensioner?
I should have called them Luke Sky at the very least.
Oh, yeah.
That'd have been the way forward.
I wonder if there's anybody called Luke Skywalker out there.
Somebody's changed their name probably deliberately, haven't they?
Do you reckon?
There has to be. Hi to Annalise Coley-Shaw, who says, hello, everyone. So much for a fantastic night at December's live podcast.
Oh,
I haven't laughed that much in a long, long time. Perfect precursor to Christmas. Saw this in our local online paper and couldn't believe anyone genuinely had this name. Do you think his mates call him Plug? So I'll give you the article to read. It's from Leicestershire Live. And you can read the news.
Yep, so there you go. I borrow your spectacles, Mr. Beattie?
You may.
A man has been banned from driving for 1,178 days after he stole a BMW from a repair compound and crashed it at a petrol station. Oliver Lebutseal stole the car from the workshop where it had been left locked and secure before taking it to the filling station in Uppingham Road in Leicester, where he reversed it into another vehicle. Blah, 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 blah. You don't want to
What was his
on.
Name again, though?
It was Oliver Lebutseal.
You would change your name.
Oliver Lebutseal.
The story about getting a ticket from the police, though, also reminds me of something I should have said earlier with the how was your day? Not only the boiler problem, was I've got a speeding ticket.
No!
Yeah, and that just reminded me, actually. And I'm going to do a speed awareness course in a few weeks from now.
I did one of those. Actually, I enjoyed it.
I've done one over 10 years ago.
Oh,
so
you could only do it once.
No, this is, I mean, it was a long time
ago. 4 years, isn't it?
I think so. So
they are not the biggest waste of time. All they're doing is taking 4 hours off you.
I really enjoyed it. And actually, I think it made me a better driver, made me slow down, made me think about what I was doing. I really think...
Oh, we all spun out the car park.
Well, I'll tell you what it will teach me. It'll teach me not to rely on my sat nav, because the reason why I was speeding at the time, I was in a 40 zone, but my sat nav, the display on it said I was in a 50. And I was doing 48.
You see, now that happened to Mary. Well, she got pulled over by the police and she pleaded her case and he let her off.
Yeah, really? Maybe you should have told that.
Well, it was a camera, was it? Or was it a policeman?
It was a speed camera thing.
Oh, well, that's...
Yeah, but I did my speed... I know I've done this before. I did my speed awareness course.
Have you told this story yet?
Oh, all right.
No, I'm just saying. You've already said it.
Rudeness in all its glory. I mean...
Now, an email here from Andrea Gemmel, who sent us a picture through our Facebook page for an athletics contender with her name badge on the sports vest. It seems to be less of a name, though, and more of a description of having a bad stomach. Read her name out. It's a surname on her chest there. What does it say?
Chatalova.
Chatalova.
Chatalova. That's how it's Chatalova.
Yeah, Chatalova.
Oh dear, you're changing name. Chatalova.
She seems quite happy with herself though on that picture.
She does,
doesn't
she? Really. Well, maybe she's just
if you read the whole thing, you've got Toyota, Chatalova London, 2000.
Oh yeah. That's a good way. I didn't even think about that.
Hello, pod people, says Robert and Suzanne Halstead in Essex. Spending Christmas Eve listening to your live podcast when we were delighted to hear our names mentioned as our email about Bernard the Owl was read out. Uh-huh. We are celebrating our first Christmas as an engaged couple and listening to your podcast is a good way to spend the day. In answer to Yvette's question, why would you buy an owl glove puppet? I have included a picture of Bernard the Owl for you. I hope it has some resemblance to the real Bernard. Loving the show. Thank you very much indeed. There he is. He sits on the knob on the end of the bed there.
Well, that is what Bernard does.
And that's what's up Bernard's bum.
That is what's up Bernard's. The owl does look very surprised, though. He has a look of something's up my ass.
Hi to Nathan Fitton.
Nathan Fitton. Nathan Fitton. Can't say it very well. Nathan Fitton.
Since I last wrote in podcast 40, I have now caught up on the podcast, so now I have to wait impatiently for the next one like everyone else. Please keep them coming. I just had to email in again, though, after listening to podcast 34 and the reviews for Veet for Men, as immediately reminded me of what is possibly the funniest thing I've ever read. It's a review posted on Amazon for said male hair remove product by a chap called John W. Osborne Jr. No idea who he is, but sir, if you are listening, you are an absolute genius. I actually did wonder if it might actually be Bernard using an alias for reasons which have become painfully apparent. All I will say is good luck to whoever tries to read this out. Enjoy. Regards, Nathan Fitton. So we've read out a Veet customer review before. I think this is a different one.
Because okay.
I was leafing through before and I thought, I don't recall this particular story, but I'm going to give it to you to read out a couple of pages.
A couple of pages? Oh, dear God.
There you go.
After having been told my danglies looked like an elderly Rastafarian, I decided to take the plunge and buy some of this, as previous shaving attempts had only been mildly successful and I nearly put my back out trying to reach the more difficult bits. Being a bit of a romantic, I thought I would do the deed on the missus's birthday as a bit of a treat. I ordered it well in advance, and working in the North Sea, I considered myself a bit above some of the characters writing the previous reviews and wrote them off as soft office types. Oh, my fellow sufferers, how wrong I was. I waited until the other half was tucked up in bed, and after giving some vague hints about a special surprise, I went down to the bathroom. Initially, all went well, then I applied the gel and stood waiting for something to happen. I didn't have long to wait. At first, there was a gentle warmth, which in a matter of seconds was replaced by an intense burning. And why am I laughing at that? And a feeling I can only describe as like being given a barbed wire wedgie by two people intent on hitting the ceiling with my head. Religion hadn't featured much in my life until that night, but I suddenly became willing to convert to any religion to stop the violent burning around the turd tunnel and what seemed like the destruction of the meat and two veg. Struggling to not bite through my bottom lip, I tried to wash the gel off in the sink and only succeeded in blocking the plug hole with a mat of hair. Through the haze of tears, I struggled out of the bathroom, across the hall, into the kitchen. By this time, walking was not really possible, and I crawled the final yard to the fridge in the hope of some form of cold relief. I yanked the freezer drawer out and found a tub of ice cream, tore the lid off and positioned it under me. The relief was fantastic, but only temporary, as it melted fairly quickly and the fiery stabbing soon returned. Due to the shape of the ice cream tub. I hadn't managed to give the starfish any treatment as I groped around in the drawer for something else, as I was sure my vision was going to fail fairly soon. I grabbed a bag of what I later found out was frozen sprouts and tore it open, trying to be quiet as I did so. I took a handful of them and tried in vain to clench some between the cheeks of my... tried in vain to clench some between the cheeks of my arse. This was not doing the trick, as some of the gel had found its way up the chutney channel. And it felt like the space shuttle was running its engines behind me. This was probably, and hopefully, the only time in my life I was going to wish there was a gay snowman in the kitchen, which should give you some idea of the depths I was willing to sink in order to ease the pain. The only solution my pain-crazed mind could come up with was to gently ease one of the sprouts where no veg had gone before. Unfortunately, alerted by the strange grunts coming from the kitchen, the other half chose that moment to come and investigate and was greeted by the sight of me, arse in the air, strawberry ice cream dripping from my bell end, pushing a sprout at my arse while muttering, "Ooh, that feels good." Understandingly, this was a shock to her. She let out a scream, and as I hadn't heard her come in, it caused an involuntary spasm of shock in myself, which resulted in the sprout being ejected at quite some speed in her direction. I can understand that having a sprout farted against your leg at 11 at night in the kitchen probably wasn't the special surprise she was expecting, and having to explain to the kids the next day what the strange hollow in the ice cream was didn't improve my status. So... to sum it up, Veet removes hair, dignity, and self-respect.
What a story!
Yeah.
Right, Lisa in Liverpool says, "Hi, everybody."
Hi, Lisa.
She says, "Fancy a quiz?" So, as usual, it's a stack of questions, and to answer the question, your buzzer is your name. So you shout your name out, and I will look to you for the answer. Question number one. There are three houses. One is red, one is blue, and one is white. If the red house is to the left of the house in the middle, and the blue house is to the right of the house in the middle, where is the white house?
It's in America, but Angela.
Angela.
It's in Washington.
Correct!
Yay! I don't get that at all.
Where is the white house?
In Washington.
Oh, where's the blue house then? Together.
Right, question number two. Give me food and I will live. Give me water and I will die. What am I?
Agnes.
Plant? No. You're out of time. It's a fire. A fire, apparently. When you have me, you immediately feel like sharing me. But if you do share me, you do not have me. What am I?
Quality Street, Quality Bear. Is he right?
Call it. No, it isn't. Anyone else?
Carl.
Carl.
A bird at a swingers club.
You feel like sharing me. You do share me, you don't have me. The answer is a secret.
Oh.
Question number four. What has a mouth but cannot eat, moves but has no legs, and has a bank but cannot put money in it?
HSBC. Yeah, HSBC. Buzz, no. Diddy Oldham.
No.
What the fuck is that, Diddy Hold'em?
Has a mouth but cannot eat, moves but has no legs, and has a bank but cannot put money in it. What is it?
It's an ITM, Angela.
Carl.
Carl.
A river bank.
River, correct.
Oh, well done!
Yeah, question number five. It goes in dry, comes out wet. The longer it's in, the stronger it gets. What am I?
Buzz, Carl's penis.
apparently that's not the right answer.
Mind you, if it was the right, I would be very suspicious as to how she knew that.
That's a very good point, actually, yes. Anyone else?
All right, it goes in dry.
Yeah, it comes out wet. The longer it's in, the stronger it gets.
Like I was going to say Buzz car wash.
Agnes. No.
The longer it's in, the stronger it gets.
This stuff that sort of expands.
The longer it's in.
You know, when you put it in. The longer it's in.
No, it goes in dry, comes out wet.
I can hear listeners shouting out answers at the radio right now.
Say it again.
It goes in dry, comes out wet. The longer it's in, the stronger it gets. What am I?
Oh, I don't know.
A tea bag.
Oh!
Yeah, do you know, yeah. That's actually good. That's good.
Number six. I stand when I'm sitting and jump when I'm walking. What am I?
A dickhead.
You need to put your name first before
Carl.
You... Carl?
A dickhead.
Incorrect.
Oh, okay. I stand when I'm sitting.
And jump when I'm walking. What am I?
It's a something stand, isn't it?
Angela, you need to buzz in with
Angela,
your
Angela, it's a something stand.
Incorrect.
I stand when I'm sitting.
I would have been rubbish in
general knowledge.
A kangaroo is the answer.
Oh, right.
A kangaroo. No,
there's a part in The Hobbit where Bilbo Baggins has to do this thing with Smeagol, and they do these.
Oh, really?
That's how he gets free.
Right. What do the letter T and an island have in common?
No idea. I feel I'm aging.
I don't know.
They're both in water.
What?
Oh, T.
The letter T and an island have in common. They're both in water.
It's lateral thinking.
It is lateral thinking. The comedy answers are better, though. Finally, the person who makes it has no need for it. The person who purchases it does not use it. And the person who uses it does not know they're using it. What is it?
It's an item brought from a charity shop.
Shout your name.
It's from Sue Ryder.
Shout your name. The person who makes it has no need for it. The person who purchases it does not use it. And the person who uses it does not know they're using it.
They're fucked.
The answer is a coffin. The person who makes it has no need for it. The person who purchases it does not use it. And the person who uses it does not know they're using it.
I'm dying.
A coffin. Well, they don't.
I'm
dying. They're dead. I'm beginning to smell. And now it's time for Words to Your Mothers.
It's Agnes and Angela's word definitions in Mums and Words.
Would you like to do the honours?
Oh, go on then.
Okay, it's from Beth Hyde Wilkins, another double barrelder.
Beth Hyde?
Beth Hyde Wilkins.
Beth Hyde.
Beth Hyde Wilkins, or Beth Hyde Wilkins.
Beth Hyde Wilkins. The word for the mothers is bum fiddler.
Normal, don't you? Not normal.
Bum fiddler.
Somebody
fiddling
with your bum.
That's
what it is, isn't it?
Sorry, what do you think
Someone's fiddling with
you, filthy, dirty girls.
I never said it, Agnes,
you've got a filthy mind. How can you come to that conclusion? Dirty girl.
Bum fiddler. To do with the music, I think, yeah? Do you think it's to do with music?
Music?
Yeah.
Well, a fiddler. Oh,
fiddler.
Or somebody who's crap at playing the violin. They're a bum fiddler.
that's a good one, yeah. That I go with that.
What?
A bum fiddler is useless at playing the fiddle.
Right, so it's nothing sexual then?
No, not this time.
No?
Do you think so?
No.
What do you think?
You don't think it is a bum fiddler, someone that likes to fiddle with a bum?
Agnes does.
What, she likes to fiddle with the bum?
She's not denying it, is she?
She's not denying it. Or she's not dying it.
I'm going on the same lines as Jeff here.
Come on, the music side.
Jeff!
I'll go on the music side.
On the music side.
Right, here is the answer. To bum fiddle means to pollute or spoil something, in particular by scribbling or drawing on a document to make it invalid. A bum fiddler is someone who does precisely that.
So it's ruining a document.
Ruining a document.
I guess you could call it somebody spoils a ballot paper or something like that as well in that case.
You've just bum fiddled me. That would you just wouldn't say it, would you, in public?
No.
Look, that person's just bum fiddled me.
That is a very good... I'd love to know where that comes from, bum fiddler.
Mm. But very good. Thank you, Beth. That was really good. I like that.
Keep them coming in. If you want to email us more words to your mothers, send it to...
hello at anytimepodcast.co.uk. That's hello at anytimepodcast.uk.
.co.uk. You missed the co out.
Did I? .co.uk.
Spot on.
Thank you.
Hi to Dale in Belfast, everyone.
Hello, Dale.
Hi, Vet, Glenn, Carl, the mothers and everyone else. I just want to say a big thank you for your wonderful podcast that has kept me entertained and laughing through many of my hospital stays due to cystic fibrosis.
Oh.
Last year, I spent 3 months in hospital with multiple organ failure, and without the podcast, my stay would have been long and boring. Oh. But thanks to you guys, I laughed the days away and fully recovered and pulled through. Oh. I hope you come back to Belfast so I can thank you in person. Dale in Belfast. You see, Just goes to show all these people who are ill, heart problems, all this kind of stuff. This should be on prescription from the NHS. Isn't it?
They prescribe you a podcast twice a week.
Anyway, as lovely as Dale's message is to us, by the way, about his recovery, he has also sent in a shit joke.
Oh, no, God. Dale, you've let me down.
Which brings us rather nicely to
shit jokes.
Shit jokes, shit jokes, two drivers round the bend. Shit jokes, they can't be worse than Glenn's.
Right, Dale says, I got caught speeding yesterday. Ironic for me, isn't it? I got caught speeding yesterday. The policeman said, I've been waiting for a boy like you all day. I said, sorry, officer, I came as quick as I could. Luke Stiles in Northern Ireland says, what is the best way to get to Shepherd's Bush? Angela's ahead of everybody. Up a shepherd's leg. Hi, guys. Me and my girlfriend Gemma listen to the podcast without fail. We are both avid Most Haunted fans and cheese ballers. I've got a shit joke for you. I've just moved house and I'm having a nightmare with my new neighbours. There's this German shepherd that keeps jumping over the back fence and shitting on the back lawn. I wouldn't mind, but he doesn't even have a dog. Quite like that. Oh, love and light to you all. Thank you very much indeed.
Listen to Mum and Agnes chuckling.
And they're enjoying themselves over there, aren't they?
Oh, God. Just awful.
So that's as far as your shit jokes go.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Yay!
It's a show off. That was it.
That's a shame it's over, isn't it?
There's no more.
No more shit jokes.
No.
But if you want to send them, you send
them
through.
No, we don't want to send them in.
Anytime Podcast. Hello at anytimepodcast.co.uk. That's...
Hello at anytimepodcast.co.uk.
Hello at anytimepodcast.co.uk.
Cue Agnes to get it wrong.
Anytime.
No.
No. No, I can't.
Standard. Shall we have a game of British or Dead?
British or Dead. 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 British or Dead, British or Dead, British or Dead, British or Dead.
Yay! Okay, you are currently 5-3 against your mother's.
Right, okay.
So, time is ticking away, and the first person is Dixie Dean, the footballer.
Well, he's British, but he's probably dead, I would have thought.
Do you know he's British?
Oh, Dixie Dean's a footballer, he must be.
What's your answer? Need your answer? How are you?
British.
British.
Francis Bacon, the statesman.
Dead.
Stephanie Rottier, the tennis player.
Alive.
Stephen Adler, the musician.
He's alive.
Stan Collymore, the footballer.
Oh, he's British.
British.
Okay, you got 4 out of 5.
Ooh.
You said Dixie Dean was British. He was British, but he's dead.
Oh, he's dead.
Okay, mothers. 4 to beat. Are you ready?
Can we confirm?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can confirm before you give me your final answer. Bill Bixby, the actor. Lord Byron, the poet. Felipe Giafone, the racing driver.
Oh, he's dead in a crash.
Probably said it wrong anyway. Jazzy Jeff Towns, the rapper.
Alive.
And Jonathan Woodgate, footballer.
He's definitely dead, isn't he?
He's dead.
Okay, Bill Bixby, the actor you said is alive.
He's dead.
He's dead, yeah. Died in 1993. Played Dr. David Banner.
Yes.
Did he really?
Yeah, in the Incredible Hulk TV series.
Do you know, he didn't actually want to play that part. When he was offered it, he turned it down at first.
Did he?
Yeah, and you think it's one of the most, the biggest parts or thing he's most remembered for.
Mm.
I always felt sorry for him. You know, at the end of the programme when the piano music was playing and he just walked off down the road.
Oh, yeah, I did too. I thought,
I always felt so sad for him.
Love that music.
Yeah, it's good, doesn't it? Lord Byron, the poet, you said is...
Dead.
Dead, yeah. Felipe, the racing driver, you said is probably crushed. He's very much alive. Dazzy Jeff, the rapper, you said is living. That was correct. Jonathan Woodgate, the footballer, isn't dead. He's British. So, again, another maximum points to Carl and Yvette,
yes.
Which makes the score 6-3 to you both. You're romping away. Well.
Romping away, yes.
What's that noise? 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 Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
No one's got this
no
yet.
No one's got this, but we've got some more guesses coming in.
Should we play the noise first?
I'd like to thank you all for the fun and laughs from 2019. I would like to wish you all a happy new year. Special mention to Carl after your announcement towards the end of last year. We are also very glad to hear you had an all clear, Carl.
Oh, yes.
And may your good health continue. My guest for the mystery...
Thank you very much. So I just had my ring in my mouth then.
I just that contortionist course you got for Christmas as well, really well.
I just had the ring and had my tongue through it. But thank you very much for that. I appreciate it.
Holly's guess for the mystery noise is someone rustling or dropping pebbles or small stones into a pot or bowl. Is it the right answer?
No.
No.
It's very, very, very close.
Good.
Very close.
Hi. Thank you, Holly, in Gloucestershire. Hi to Caroline Ashworth in Manchester. She says, I think the mystery noise is a coffee grinder.
No. Actually, do you know what? That's not bad. I get where they're coming from. But...
Yeah, I get that. Incorrect. Hi from Robert and Suzanne. Just thought we will have another guess at the mystery sound. Is it someone scooping ice cubes in a bucket?
Another penny?
But it's not.
Nope. Okay. Bernard the Owl sends his regards, they say. Hi to Pat Adams Wright, sent in an email with a guess. And she thinks it is the sound of cheesy balls being dispensed in readiness for an upcoming recording.
Oh, do you know that? That's the closest I think
that
we've almost had.
That is the closest.
But it's not right, though.
It's not right.
It's not Pat Adams Wright.
No, it's not. It's Pat Adams wrong, right, wrong.
Hi to Sarah Norman, who says, I'm determined that the mystery sound is something being stirred in a bowl.
Yes.
She says, is it cereal?
No.
Is it cornflakes? Oh, no, it's cereal, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll tell you next week it's a cereal. And John Starr in the US of A.
Is that Ringo's brother?
It could possibly be. He says, now, before you all go mental, listen carefully.
I just says it's a new one.
He says, it's the sound of chips in a bowl being stirred. Now, of course, he's in the United States, and I've emailed back and I haven't had a response yet. Does he mean what he calls crisps, as in chips?
Yes.
Or does he mean fries, which we call chips?
That's
so,
right.
We can't include that because he's it's too ambiguous. Can you be more specific?
Yeah, but I see your point now. I get your point now. I'll get, and at the end of the day, since you're in charge of the podcast, I'm going with you.
Yeah.
Okay. There we are. So that is all the messages that we've had on the show for tonight, and indeed, whatever time of day you might be listening.
Yeah.
So we've just got to ask, is there something new happening on the podcast?
There is, actually, because I know for a fact that Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll, they have tried, they sent us a letter,
yes,
as you know, and it wasn't an email, it was a letter.
Of course.
Handwritten. Well, it wasn't handwritten, it was bits of paper stuck to, you know, like a sort of murder clue thing that you see where the bits of paper.
It's in the newspapers. Anyway,
because they were so fed up, every time they tried to have a honeymoon or a holiday, it was always interrupted by a murder.
Yes.
So, anyway, they've gone off for a little break to try and get away from all of it, and they didn't want to let us know where we were going, just in case somebody heard and somebody followed them. So they're off. So what we decided to do is, I came across some letters whilst helping my mother clear out her
stuff
cupboards. Stuff in the charity shops. And we found letters. Did you know that Agnes and my mum have been writing to each other?
I didn't know this.
Yes. And so we found some letters. And so I thought we should share them. And they are now called, this little segment, I think we should keep it running because there are, since we've known them in the 3-4 years that we've been doing this, they've been writing to each other on a weekly basis.
Wow.
So there are lots of letters. So I thought we could call this The Secret Letters of Agnes and Angela.
Dear Agnes, well, as you know, I've just celebrated my 70th birthday and I'm still in confusion as to what rimming is. I pretend to know, you know, getting down with the kids and all, but to me, it shall always be salt frosting on a cocktail glass. Today I went to Morrison's and saw David Hasselhoff in the fruit and veg section. He's aged a bit, poor love. I sidled up to him and asked for a selfie so I could put it on my Twitter, but he declined. Well, I used to like him, but not anymore. Are you still seeing that lovely lesbian friend, Dorothy? You know, the one from number 23. She's lovely, but I don't think it's right that she wants to help clear out your flu. Leave that to the professionals, Agnes. I'm having spag bol for tea. I defrosted it out of the freezer. I don't think I gave it long enough in the microscope as it's gone right through me. Anyway, I must sign off as the window cleaner's arriving at any moment and I don't want him looking through the window. I've still got my hot yoga to do and I haven't sewn up the rip in my back passage. Love, Angela.
Dear Angela, I'm surprised you don't remember more about your birthday party. I had to rescue you from under the table after that wonderful rendition of Eye of the Tiger in the karaoke bar. Rimming, yes, I agree with you. And felching. Well, that will always... I agree with you, and felching. Well, that will always be something I remember fondly doing with my pet rabbit, Snowy. I never did like David Hasselhoff. He always looked like he could smell a bit. I did, however, bump into Dame Helen Mirren yesterday in Asda. She was trying on a chenille jumper in the George section. She was very nice, but I did notice a slight whiff of halitosis. I told her there's a good mouthwash she could purchase. She thanked me and rushed off. She forgot the jumper, so I bought it. Just think my boobs are where a dame's have been. Hot yoga doesn't work for me, Angela. Too much moisture and stretching. It wouldn't work with my bowels. I'd be guffing everywhere. Just a nice bike ride does the trick. As you know, I do like a good hard ride once in a while. I had fish and chips last night from the chippy van. It's given me terrible wind and I think I'm backed up. Any advice? Love your friend, Agnes.
Wonderful letters. I tell you what, if you think they're amusing, just you wait. Some of the things that I found that these two ladies have kept secret from us all. Oh my gosh.
Incredible.
That was very amusing. Oh dear. Oh my goodness me.
I'm looking forward to the really meaty
stuff. Oh, I tell you, there's some,
as we go further
there's
back.
Some cracking stuff. Okay. Cracking stuff.
Oh dear, I think I've just heard a Morris Marina park up outside.
Oh no. No, I'm not sure. I haven't got my breath back yet.
Shall I go and see? Shall I go and let...
Yeah, you go and...
You go and let him... Let him in. Let him in. Right, okay, poise. Get yourself ready. Take a deep breath.
Fuck all on the roads.
He's here.
Hey, Rich Gooker! Yay! Hello.
Thank you, thank you.
Happy New Year.
I just calm the fuck down for a second, right? Okay, I'm here now. Start again in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, Reg.
Hiya, Reg.
Just be a little bit more welcoming, like, you know. You need to be more fucking welcoming, otherwise I'm going the fuck home. Right.
Okay.
Now start recording.
We are recording. We're recording.
Right. Shut the fuck up, radio man.
You just...
Right. Okay. Shh. Okay. Right. Okay.
Right.
This is my podcast, not yours.
I forgot.
Sorry. Oh, sorry.
In 3, 2, 1, start recording.
Recording.
Right, I need a fucking welcome you two.
Oh, yeah.
Are you fucking sick? Are you... Do you know what it's like working with Ant and Dec?
You didn't know, did you? Seriously.
Right. Okay, okay, let's do this again.
Right. Okay.
So, start recording in 3, 2, 1.
For here am I talking to Reg Gawker. Swearing like a loon. He's turning the air blue.
great to be here.
So lovely to see you.
It's great to be here. Great. Yeah. No, it is. I know it is. It's great to be here. Thank you very much.
You're looking very well.
Thank you. I am. I feel good. I've had a great Christmas. I did some readings.
Did you?
I went round to some people's houses and did some readings.
Did you?
Right.
Yeah, I did a couple of girls.
Did
couple
you?
Of girls. Yeah, they were great. Yeah. Great. Yeah. It was like they're hen nice.
Right.
Dirty.
Were they skanky?
Yeah. Well, the trouble is, I went to one and there were like 12 of them there and some of them were large. Fucking like, and I said to one of them, I said, well, ain't you getting fucking married, is it, you ugly bitch?
Right, you can't say that.
Well, right, she was fucking ugly.
No, you can't
you
say
can't
that. Her face looked like one of Diddy's big shoes. It did. It looked like his big shoe, the platform one. She did. She looked at me and she started crying and I said, I knew that was going to fucking happen. And then they thought I was a stripper. They started ripping at my clothes.
No.
I said, don't you be ripping at my clothes.
Oh, no. Expensive clothes they are as well.
Did you call any of them witches?
They weren't witches. They weren't witches. They were skanks. As soon as I got in there, I smell skank.
Have you skank detectors or you didn't need them?
My nose is my skank detector. Oh. I do like to have my other skank detectors too, because they're better than my nose, because sometimes my nose leads me into places it shouldn't fucking go.
Well, this is true. Yeah. I did like the skank detectors you had at Christmas. They had balloons on. They were very good.
Yeah. Well, it was fucking festive, wasn't it?
Oh, I did.
What did you fucking have? Nothing. 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 I'll say that once again. Nothing.
But you are the talent, Reg, aren't you?
I am the fucking... Thank you. Thank you, Glenn.
So, yeah, I know how to get around.
I may have had you all wrong. Yeah, I thought you were just a twat. But clearly, you're a nice guy. You're a nice guy. You're a nice guy.
So what was you...
Wait, hold on, Glenn. I know I'm talking to you, but she's fucking interrupting. Hold on. Will you shut the fuck up, redhead? I bet those fucking colours don't match the cuffs, do they?
I think you'll find that they do.
It's like a fucking badger down there.
How do you know?
I bet it's a right mess. I bet there's bald bits.
I'm very shocked at that, actually, Reg.
Bet you've got a minge like a camel's face.
Toe.
Camels don't have toes, you twat.
They do.
They don't have fucking toes. Well,
it's the feet, isn't it?
They have feet. They're feet.
Google camel toe and see.
That's a girl's vagina where it's pulled up. It looks like a fucking camel's toe. Camels don't have toes. They're cloven. Cloven.
I have to turn your mic
Google
down,
cloven.
But I have one like a camel's face.
You are.
You just said
yeah, you'd have. You know your camel's face has got like the front bit because it spits shit out of it. You know, like all that horrible stuff it spits out. And when you look at it, it's got like bits of hair sticking out of his face.
You've
bits
been
of
very
hair.
Up close and personal with a camel then, haven't you?
I have your mate.
I have to say, Reg.
I'm psychic. I know everything about everyone. I know what his bollocks are like.
What are they like?
Yeah, what are they like for reference?
The left one hangs really low. Not like slightly low like the rest of us, but fucking low. The left one hits him on the knee. And the right one's almost up into his ass.
Is that why he speaks quite high pitched sometimes?
Yeah, that's why he squeaks when he walks.
I don't know what you mean.
He's a funny fucker.
What are you going to do today, Rich?
Right. Don't push me. Don't fucking push me. Okay.
I'm really well with it.
Right.
Okay. Into a false
shut the fuck up, redhead.
My name is Yvette.
Yeah, isn't it strange? You like to drink red out of a bottle and you like to put red on your hair out of a fucking bottle, don't you? Next time, have somebody else do it. When you do it yourself, it looks stupid. Right, okay.
Outrageous.
Right, okay.
So mean.
What are you going to do for us today, Reg?
Right.
The supreme talent that you are.
Yeah. Thank you very much. You almost got a fucking mouthful then. But you saved yourself. You saved yourself. Right.
Yvette's moved.
What the fuck are you doing, you drunken
bitch? She's moving further away.
Just filling up the wine glass.
Right, well, I've had an hard week.
Right.
Because I have. I've gone back into the ring.
Oh, you're a bare knuckle fister, aren't you? I forgot
I'm
about
a
that you used
fister.
To do that.
I've gone back
fighting?
Into
the
ring.
How's the fighting?
I like being in the ring.
Do you?
Yeah, I like a small ring.
Do
I've
you?
Been in big rings, but you can run around a big ring.
Yeah.
And it's all loose.
So you must be pretty tired then.
But it's, do you know, I love it. I'm getting more tattoos too, because I've got some tattoos.
I like the ones on your knuckles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's everything I've got you like, because I'm great and
you
everyone
are,
copies
you
me.
You are.
Right, thank you.
Where have you not got tattooed yet that you'd like to?
I don't think that's really any of your fucking business, is it?
It's just a nice, personable side to
when
you.
When was the last time you had a fucking hand shank?
I'm really... I can't remember.
Yeah, you can't.
Did you just ask that question?
I think he's asking personal questions, so I just come back with a personal question.
What are you going to do today, Reggie?
Right, I'm going to tell you later. Okay, I'm going to contact White Spam.
Right.
And we're going to do some tarot readings. Now... Because you've been so nice to me, Glenn.
Yeah.
Today, not like her. Sitting in her throne. I'm going to do you a reading. Because I'm sensing, Spermie tells me you need some answers. You need some answers in your life. I'm getting that. Glenn
right.
needs that. As I was driving here in my Morris Marina, Diddy said to me, "You're quiet. You're quiet, Reg." He said, "You're quiet." And I said, "I'm thinking of Glenn. Glenn's coming through. I want to know." He says, "I want to know."
Oh, this is interesting.
So that's what I'm going to give you. Right, okay, I'm going to get White Spermie. Get myself ready. Can everyone just be calm? Everyone who's listening at home, even if you're driving, take your hands off the wheel.
He doesn't mean that.
Everyone close your eyes. If you're looking after your kids, just close your eyes.
Doesn't mean that either.
If you're operating heavy machinery, close your eyes.
It doesn't mean that.
If you're flying an aeroplane, you're probably already asleep. I won't get any upgrades from that, will I? Okay. Right, okay. Empty your mind.
That was quick.
Try and see if you can see Spermie.
And you left the window open.
Right, okay. Who the fuck are you saying shit like that?
No, it's just I heard a draft.
I thought we were getting fucking on. I'm going to give you some fucking readings from some cards, some tarot cards.
Sorry, I was distracted by the wind.
Right, okay. Right, now we have to start again now. What? What the fuck have you got down there, you dirty bitch?
What do you mean? Look,
where your fucking nunu is.
Nunu?
Your fucking nunu.
It's my tissue. I've just put it between my legs to keep it there.
Were you leaking or something?
No, it's just my tissue.
What you got it between your legs for, you skank?
Did it put you off your tarot?
You're just a absolute witch. Right, okay. Right, will you stop fucking drinking alcohol just for 5 fucking seconds? Right, okay.
That's just the drink talking, Reg, don't we?
Okay. Spermie, are you there, Spermie? Fill us with your milky goodness, Spermie. Oh, I can see you. Through the darkness, I can see some light. He's floating towards us. He's got a nice round head on him. Spermie, come closer. Oh, Spermie, my old friend, my pal, my confidant. My friend, come over me. Cover me with your milky goodness. Cover us all. There are people at home listening to this. Cover them too. Let them feel your warmth of covering them with your milky sticky goodness. Oh, there you go, Spermie. Oh, Sperm. Oh, it's so good, Sperm. Oh, Sperm. there you go. Okay, right. I need some cards. Oh, here they are. I've got some cards. Need the cards. I've got some fucking cards. No, spare me. Hang on. Just getting some cards. Spare me. We'll get the cards in a minute, spare. That's great. Okay. Right, Glenn. I want you to shuffle these cards. You wank a lot, don't you?
I do.
Right, okay. Oh, your mother's here, sorry. Right, okay. I'm going to put these down. In a special way.
That's very special. Again?
Right, okay.
Right.
Glenn, close your eyes.
Okay.
Okay, give me a number between 1 and 462.
320.
Okay. Right. Okay. I've got a card here. That's an image of a unicorn with an erect penis. It's the card of four twigs.
The four of twigs?
Four twigs and droopy long.
Okay, what does that mean?
It means you're trying for stuff, but you feel impotent because your penis can't get hard.
Okay.
But it's also saying, try harder, you wimp. That's what it's saying.
Oh, okay.
Right, okay. Okay, okay. Give us another number, this time between 1 and 3.
2.
Okay. Oh, oh dear, oh dear. Oh dear.
It's the Two of Hearts.
No, this is a tarot card, you fucking idiot.
I'm sorry.
Right, this has got a ship on it with a big hole in the bow.
Oh.
That's the front of the boat.
Right.
Right, okay, it's got a big hole in it. It's got some testicles coming out of the hole trying to lift it up and keep it afloat.
Right.
And you're on the deck. You're on the deck.
Right.
They're not my testicles. They're not my testicles. That's what you're saying. They're not my testicles. But you're relying on the testicles. This is saying you're relying on somebody else's testicles to keep you afloat.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay, okay.
Don't know what that means. Right.
Give me a number between 10 and 13.
12.
Give me another one.
11.
Okay. Okay, this is a good card. Good card, this one. This one is a man bending over with his trousers round his ankles.
Are you sure these are tarot cards?
These are tarot cards. New age tarot cards.
Oh,
these are dead.
I see, right, okay. Yeah. Do that again.
These are new age tarot cards.
Are they?
These are edge corkers. New age tarot cards.
Right, okay.
These have been made from years of experience.
Right.
Years of experience.
I understand.
And quite a bit of alcohol. Right. Now, this is a man bending over with his trousers round his ankles. He's pulled his penis through his legs.
That's a talent.
Okay, okay. There's a man trying to put a bottle, if you don't mind me saying, in his anus.
Right. It's a bit disturbing, isn't it?
No, he's enjoying it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is a club.
To each their own.
This is a club. And what this is saying, this card, don't go to the club unless you want to be fucked by a man in a bottle with your balls pulled through your legs.
Right.
That's what that's saying.
That's a very good warning.
Now, can you take any of that? Can you take it?
Well, it's as a...
Right, okay. I'm going to give you just a clue.
The answer is yes.
Right, okay. Can you take that, Glenn?
Yes, I
does
can.
Does it mean something to you?
It does. You are brilliant.
The other thing I'm just getting from my spirit guide. Okay, two words. He's given me two words. Okay, spare me. He's getting agitated because he's trying to get the two words to you, Glenn. Okay. Two words to Glenn. Okay, spare. Okay, spare me. Thank you. Bless you. Bless you. Thank you, spare me. Bye. Yeah, bye. See you, spare me. See you, spare me. Okay. Two words. Your fault.
Oh, amazing.
That's all I've got.
All right.
I can only give you what I'm getting.
Well, I understand.
I need to go and bare knuckle somebody now.
Okay, well, into the ring you go. Reg Corker. Absolutely brilliant. Yes. Thank you very much indeed. A special tarot card reading there from Reg. What a treat.
Fantastic.
I wasn't expecting
Is that the first tarot cards he's ever done?
I think it is, yeah.
They're very rude tarot cards, though. I have to say.
New Age, though, apparently. It's the way forward.
New Age one. Well, blimey. Well. And with that note, it's the end of this podcast that we've just done. I nearly said this week, but it's not a week, is it?
This month?
I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
I have. It's been a tremendous blast.
It has. And I have cried with laughter a lot. My favourite. I haven't wet myself. My favourite part, of course, was the mothers.
The mothers, the letters to each other was hilarious. Yes. So I look forward to finding out more revelations in those letters.
Yes, me too. Anyway, if you want to get in touch, send us any emails. It's hello@anytimepodcast.co.uk. That's hello@anytimepodcast.co.uk.
Until next time.
Goodbye.
Planning on traveling this summer? Make saving at the pump part of your plans with 2x the fuel points from Harris Teeter. It's easy. Download your EVIC coupon, and for every dollar you spend with your VIC card, you'll get 2 fuel points. That's up to $1 per gallon on quality fuel at participating BP and Harris Teeter fuel centers. Download your EVIC coupon today and save money at the pump all summer long with EVIC and Harris Teeter fuel points.
Your plans? Today it's dinner with the parents at your spot.
We gotta come back here.
Now their spot. Or you're on the edge of your seat at the game.
Come on, just one time.
And it's the one. Or maybe you're catching the next flight to...
Now boarding flight 1850.
Oh, that's you. The choice is yours. And when you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.